Hello, audio boot, Adrian at Turbo Stream. So, a couple of responses on this boot to audio I've listened to. First one is about photographing people in public places, and that was by Amani Blog. And he was responding to a boot about a chap at the bus stop. He's on audio boot. But I won't say his name. He knows who he is, and I think the schoolgirls were a bit. I don't think I'd have stood behind someone and took their photograph right next close to them. I think a bit of courtesy would have gone on there. Do you mind I take your photograph, sir? And then I've had a chance to say no. But really, you've got no. If they wanted to take the photo anyway. There was nothing really to stop them taking the photograph. And I'm just going to read you a piece of text from I've got on my camera, I've got a lens cloth which has got some printing on it, which I bought from one of the magazines. It's the magazine called Amateur Photographer in the UK. And this lens cloth has got some printed guidelines. So if you're stopped by a police officer, there's certain guidance that they have to follow. And so I'll read it to you. And this is basically that taking photographs in public places is perfectly legal. So it goes on to say, "Dear Police Officer PCSO, these guidelines have been issued to all police staff by the head of specialist operations for the Metropolitan Police Service to assist them in dealing with the professional and amateur photographers taking pictures in public places." And it says, "While we must remain vigilant at all times in dealing with suspicious behaviour, staff must also be clear that," and there's a few bullet points, "there is no restriction on people taking photographs in public places or of any building other than in very exceptional circumstances. There is no prohibition on photographing frontline uniform staff. So if you come across, say, a police incident, you're quite legally allowed to take pictures of them. The act of taking a photograph in itself is not usually sufficient to carry out a stop." So in other words, you shouldn't be stopped for just taking a photograph in a public place. "Unless there is a very good reason, people taking photographs should not be stopped." And this is for me, this is the most important part of the text. "Officers do not have the power to delete digital images, destroy film, or to prevent photography in a public place under either power, sections 43 and sections 44 of the Terrorism Act 2000. Now, obviously, this applies to the UK. I'm not sure about in other countries. But really, that basically means that if you're in a public place and somebody takes your photograph, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. It's just the way it is, I mean, I'm sure we've all been photographed thousands of times in holiday photos and tourism photos, and certainly by CCTV cameras. You go to any major conurbation or public place, an event or something like that, and you'll have your photographs taken every few yards, probably. So that covers the photography aspect. And I've also listened to a boo by RJ Net, and he published a short extract of audio on about the bloke talking about his medical issues on the train. And I've just heard a boo by McColgan in response, and also Claire Randall. And I'm in agreement with the others, really, that if you talk on a mobile device and you're in a public place and you have a private conversation, then that's it's fair game, to be honest. I think these people on these mobile phones, as has been said, that people don't have any consequences of what they're doing. You hear them walking down the street past my house, and you can hear them, four or five doors down. You know what they're talking about. You know, and you're sitting on a bus, and I sat on a bus probably 6 months ago, and there was two women a couple of seats away talking about very intimate medical details about themselves. And they didn't seem to have any shame about talking about this on the bus. I could hear it clearly, so other people could have heard it. Now, I wouldn't sit on the bus and talk about medical things. You know, it's... But people don't seem to realise, do they? I think that we've got a generation of people that now seem to think that they can pretty much do what they want, and it's, I'm all right, Jack. You know, it's... I think people have got to realise that other people can listen. And I sometimes, I'll be honest, if there's a bit of juicy gossip going on, I'll bring out the earphones and I'll sit there with the earphones on and not listen to anything, so I can pretend I'm listening to music so I can have an earwig, I'll be honest. I've got no shame about that. You know, if they're going to sit there and talk about stuff in public, well, I'll find it interesting, I'll listen and I'll pretend not to be listening. Yeah, so... And now we've got these binaural earphones, you might be recording in 3D stereo. So the real news, don't get on a bus when I'm on the bus. No, all seriousness. If people talk about private things in public, well, what do they expect? Yeah, so that's a bit of a take on public public privacy, really, in response to a couple of boos I've heard. So once again, thanks for listening. I will speak to you next audio boo.